currently looking at the moment?
Yes. So, I mean, we've really been looking for ways to invest into ESG investments, and particularly in South Africa, to make a positive difference. And we found a great investment there, and in the Tsitsikamma Community Wind Farm. It's being listed on Thursday on 4AX, and it will be listed within a fund called Gaia Fund 1. We'll be taking up all the preference shares of the company, and the only asset in the company at this stage is the 16% stake in the Tsitsikamma wind farm. We are very excited about the news around procurement of energy and how municipalities and companies will be able to get and buy their own source and buy their own energy, because these projects like Tsitsikamma already produce a lot of energy, more than they've been contracted by Eskom to produce, but they're pumping it into the ground because there's not enough people to take it up, which is a pity. So we think this is a great way to go.
That's a fascinating and really intriguing investment. Gary, how about you?
So I was going to go with a contrarian view today, just for fun. So I was looking at something like the PropTrax ETFs, or something that are just going to be broad South African property exposure, just because I think it's fallen so far. And then you kind of look at the underlying companies, and they're just so exposed to retail and retail and commercial, and you think there's probably more pain to come. So I thought I'm going to go with something a little bit different. So I'm going with StoreAge. Which is also a property company. It's a local property company, but it's got a little bit of a different spin on property, in that it essentially does storage units. I think they've got about 50 sites locally, and they're growing actually quite significantly. I've actually recently become a client as well. So we've been moving offices, so we put a whole lot of stuff there. And I've got to say, like, it's an incredible business that they're running. You walk through their units, and there's almost, like, the vacancy rate is incredibly low. They certainly charge a premium for their space, and I think if you look at the kind of the size of the land that they're using and the margin that they managed to achieve, as well as the share price performance it's given to clients over the last couple of years and how the company's managed, it's probably worth adding to a portfolio locally.
Yeah, and people hang on to their stuff, and you'll probably have your stuff in that storage unit for a lot longer than you anticipated. Gary, Mia, we have to leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. Nice to see you both. Mia Kruger is from Kruger International, Gary Boyson from Rand Swiss. Alicia will be back tomorrow evening. Have a good night.